What's the one song that comes on the radio and you instantly feel good about it? It's got to be one song that you always go to. Mike Payne said it's definitely Footloose for Mike. Tonight is a wonderful night to fall in love. April Wine for Brent. He said that's the one song that he cranks up, takes him back. It's very nostalgic. 1-877-300-7275. The one song that makes you feel good every time it comes on the radio. That's your entry to win free tickets to Keith Urban. His almost sold-out show now Saturday night at the Brand Center. I've got free tickets every day. This morning, just tell me your first and last name and your ultimate song, your ultimate feel-good song at 1-877-300-7275. But do it before 8. That's your last call because after the 8 o'clock news is when I will be announcing the grand prize winner of those tickets. In fact, it doesn't have to be a Keith Urban song. Corey said, Kiss a Girl. It's the song I first met my girlfriend to, Corey. Good pick. And a Keith Urban song. I'll put you in the draw as well. But keep those texts coming. If you mindlessly flip, say, through social media, TikTok, you know how it happens. You stall on a TikTok trend, perhaps. Your feed immediately fills up with similar videos to what you were just staring at. And when it comes to health trends, we've seen a lot lately. It was kale smoothies first, then it was bone broth, and now TikTok is telling us to fiber max. Basically pack our diets with enough fiber to make a bowl of bran flakes blush. But is that good for you? Or is it just a fast track to a lifetime of awkward bathroom stories? I'll ask Dr. Carla Holinati about this trend, our family physician. Welcome back, Doc.
Thank you for having me.
Fiber maxing, what is this? Aside from what they've told me on TikTok, how about you tell me what fiber maxing is?
So fiber maxing, when I look into it, appears to be a term that was created by a TikTok influencer that's encouraging people to eat just a ton of fiber, often way more than what the daily recommended amounts are. So up to like 50 or 100 grams a day in some cases.
So break it down a little. Fiber, just for definition, is?
So fiber is a part of plant foods that your body can't break down. So it passes through your digestive tract without really getting changed all that much. And fiber is broken into two categories. There's soluble fiber and insoluble fiber. Soluble dissolves and makes kind of a gel that moves through your system. And it can, you know, slow down your digestion, lower your cholesterol, maybe do some stuff with blood sugar. You can find this in lots of foods, oats, peas, beans, apples, bananas, that sort of stuff. Insoluble fiber doesn't dissolve or make that gel, and it just kind of passes through the system and makes your stools bulkier. Like bran, nuts, vegetables, potatoes have some, and most plant foods will have some of both of those types of fibers in them.
Okay, you mentioned these TikTok videos might be encouraging too much fiber. So how much fiber is a person supposed to eat?
So in Canada, our guidelines suggest that we should have about 25 grams a day of fiber for women and 38 grams a day of fiber for men. But if you look at the research out there, most people are eating probably more like 10 to 14 grams of fiber per day. And that often is because we rely a lot in North America on really heavily processed foods that have really no fiber at all in them and really not a lot of other nutritional value.
Given those numbers, I could probably use a little more fiber. So what health benefits do I get from it?
So fiber is great. It's definitely one of those things that is not overhyped. Everybody probably should be getting more fiber. So we know it can decrease your blood sugar levels and your insulin levels. It can help lower cholesterol. It can help keep your blood pressure lower. It improves your bowel functioning and your gut microbiome. And it can help with weight loss because it can help you feel full for longer. It also decreases the risk of colorectal cancer and diverticular disease. And there are even some studies that link increased fiber intake with lower all-cause mortality.
There can't possibly be any risks with those kind of stats then.
The main risk with fiber is when people try to increase their fiber too much too fast, and then they can get some gut side effects to it. That can be things like bloating, cramping, sometimes constipation. Another thing, especially with this fiber maxing trend, is if people are really focusing exclusively on fiber in their diet, there's a risk that they might be displacing some other foods and food groups that also have really important nutrients. So if you're only eating fiber, it's all you're focusing on, you might not be getting enough protein or other types of carbohydrates or fats. And then the nutrients that come with eating a variety of things in your diet.
Dr. Carla Holinati, to fiber max or not to? Should I do what the trend is telling me to do?
Probably not to the extreme that some of them the people are recommending. So 50 or 100 grams of fiber a day, really, I couldn't find any evidence studying that long term. But absolutely, probably everyone should be getting more fiber in their diet, but it should be done gradually increasing water at the same time and probably sticking to the sort of Health Canada guidelines.
Clearly, you mentioned earlier how we're falling short on what even the guidelines are. Can you supplement with fiber supplements?
Absolutely can. So that would be things, you know, like Metamucil, Benefiber, those sorts of things. They can absolutely help people get to that target if they're really struggling. But the best advice would be to try and get increased fiber from whole foods. So decreasing the amount of processed food you eat in your diet and focusing on things like fruits and vegetables and pulses. Also, you can make a swap from white bread or white pasta, white rice to whole grain or brown options, and having a look at the labels. So if you're picking a breakfast cereal, look and see what the higher fiber options are. You can increase it pretty easily by doing simple switches.
Carla, thank you so much. It's been fun catching up, and thanks for enlightening us about fiber, Maxine. Appreciate it.
Thank you. I'm always happy to be here.
Yeah, during this war spell on the farm, you do whatever it takes to keep harvest rolling, maybe catch up in some areas that were a little bit behind. And harvest continues to be just that magical time of year. You watch how all those golden fields we drive by of wheat, canola, flax, all being brought in, and all the hardworking farmers who continually have to evolve with all that crop science knowledge that they dive into and help produce everything. Even if you didn't grow up on a farm, you're really never far from someone who has done so. And the entire province feels it right now this time of the year. Good crops mean good times. Bad ones mean leaner days. It's what we've come to understand living in Saskatchewan, and farming drives our economy, fuels the market, ties us all together. And I know in small towns, harvest seems to go beyond the fields too, because my farming friends, they always seem to be gifting jars of pickles and beets to one another. In fact, when I get a jar of pickles from the farm, from one of my friends, it's almost as if I'm sharing in their celebration of the harvest. And it's an amazing time of the year. So here's to all the farmers this morning, quietly feeding the world amid a political landscape that seems to be against you in so many ways, but still persevering and preserving, I might add. So hope it's going well on the farm. Shoot me a text. Let me know how it's going. 1-877-300-7275. Another sure sign of fall is growing closer and closer, less than a couple of weeks away. I've heard of a couple of corn mazes now open. The Happy Hollows corn maze is open now near Lumsden and Cedar Creek corn maze. Also, a few clicks south of Regina, so a couple there if you're wondering what to do on the weekend. It won't be long, too, before get out to some pumpkin patches and get the ultimate photo. Our 10-2 Saskatchewan Rough Riders are back to practice today. They're getting ready for the Alouettes on Saturday. The theme to Saturday's game is Legends in honor of Rider alumni, some of whom will be honored, of course, in the Plaza of Honor. A couple of inductees come to the top of mind. Two-time Grey Cup winning offensive lineman Chris Best, right? He's going to be here. A longtime assistant coach, Alex Smith Jr. as well, too, going into the Plaza. Riders have announced Legends pricing on select sections, too. For instance, in honor of Roger Aldag, number 44, there are $44 seats in some sections available, too. You might want to check out. Yesterday in the Green Zone, Jamie and Locker opened up the phone lines, and a fellow by the name of Mo was defending the play of Brett Lawther, who went 5-for-5 on Saturday but missed that one convert.
Right now, I think Lawther deserves a chance. Let's not crucify the guy.
You can have your say today in the Green Zone. Going to be crazy busy on Saturday at the Real District. Of course, there's always hockey and ongoing sports at the Cooperator Center, the Soccer Center, and then you've got the Riders playing against the Alouettes, and then Keith Urban on Saturday night. Parking will be very difficult, to say the least, especially for those concert goers, but sold-out show. Hey, we've got free tickets again this morning. As I mentioned, so many of you were sharing your go-to song on the radio that you just crank up, and it's the one song that puts you in a great mood. So many great suggestions, and it didn't have to be a Keith Urban song, but what we did is we took everyone who sent their name and put it in a hat, and Frank just yanked out a winner, and lo and behold, it's one who also loves Keith Urban, literally picked a song, Somebody Like You. That's a great one. Sarah Babiak, here in Regina, hooking you up with free tickets. Congratulations. You're going to Keith Urban for free. And it could be you that I announce tomorrow. So make sure you listen in again tomorrow. Every day this week, we got free tickets to this Keith Urban show that is just going to be awesome. Going myself, can't wait for it too. You know what I can't wait for is how I'd love to see gas prices come down.
Sorry, were you waiting long?
About 5 minutes.
Oh, glad to hear that. I don't like to keep my customers waiting.
No, I really will wait longer probably than others are right now because I was coming back from Pasqua Lake on the weekend. I stopped in Belgoni. The gas there, $1.35. Belgoni's like not even, 20 minutes away from Regina where it's $1.42. I hear Manitoba, Alberta is less than $1.35. Kevin Martel was in Manitoba a week or two ago. He said it was $1.25 at most stations there. I have no idea why we're paying so much money in gas here in Regina. It's ridiculous. Last night, it was just a beautiful evening. It will again be. We were had a bit of a family gathering where there's a pool at one of the family members, and the kids were just diving, enjoying the pool. We had a barbecue. It was hot out still at about 6 o'clock in the evening. It felt great, but as we were sitting around the pool, we were talking about this new Netflix documentary, Unknown Number, the High School Catfish. Have you watched it yet? It's the number one movie streaming on Netflix now. It dethroned K-pop Demon Hunters, even Happy Gilmore, too. Unknown Number. It is so twisted, and it's difficult for me to talk about because, well, I don't want to give any spoilers out because the ending is rather shocking, and you might feel kind of gross about it, too. I kind of watched this movie, I don't know, perhaps I had discovered the spoiler somehow on social media, and I wasn't really thinking about it. As the movie went on, I realized, oh, I do know the end of this. But it didn't matter. So I guess what I'm trying to say is even if you do know and try not to find out, but if you have found out the answer to this one, Unknown Number, the High School Catfish, still watch it. And it is one of those shows that will just blow your mind. New documentary on Netflix to check out. Another coming is about Charlie Sheen. Yeah, this one's called AKA Charlie Sheen. Exploring his life in this docuseries from Netflix. It features the people closest to Charlie, like his celebrity friends, his former co-stars, his ex-wives, and his kids. Charlie Sheen at a very young age. He's got a memoir that's in stores today, too, called The Book of Sheen, which reveals how he's been struggling all his life. He was a stutterer at a very young age, and he tried to hide that. And it wasn't until Spin City that he told the cast and crew that he was had a problem with stuttering, but he was already an alcoholic at the time, too. And in his book, he reveals that when he was 24, his family staged what was the first of many interventions. But he admitted he never really wanted to clean up for himself. It was always for his family. So it was only a matter of time before he relapsed over and over. And in 98, he overdosed, and his dad turned him in for violation. You can imagine how that made him feel.
My son was admitted here yesterday as a result of a drug overdose.
You felt just the biggest betrayal you could possibly endure. Saw it as love eventually. But in the moment, it's like when in the book, when my bodyguard comes to the bedroom door and he says, you know, the U.S. Marshals are on the way. You know, we're leaving in five.
At the height of his success, during 2.5 Men, he was literally loaded so badly that they eventually shut the set down, barred him from it, and he had to go into rehab. And since then, he said he's been sober since 2017, and he's working to redeem himself.
I have, yes. And there's a few people still out there that if I could get in touch with them, or if our paths are meant to cross, that there's still some of that available for them.
All the bare necessities, the simple bare necessities. Forget about Joe.
Well, Ashlyn George is a local travel blogger here in our province. You can follow her on LostGirlsGuide.com, and I often have her on my show to share stories of her travel. But this morning, a story about a scare with a bear. So I welcome you back, Ash. Let's start first. Where were you when this bear scare happened?
I was in Pinawa, Manitoba, and I was doing some some cycling, some biking.
In Lightness, where is that exactly in Manitoba?
Pinawa is kind of on the east side of the province, not quite at the border. It's in the forest. So okay. You are in wildlife territory. And there are signs up saying, you know, there's lots of bears here. Even in town, there's quite a few bears that go along the riverfront there in Pinawa. So I had biked during the day. I biked from Pinawa to Seven Sisters, another community. They have a hydro dam there. And then I wanted to catch the sunset at Pinawa Dam. This is an old dam that was decommissioned in the 50s. It was built in the early 1900s. And now as a tourist, you can go wander around. It's like an amazing post-apocalyptic playground there. It's very cool to check out.
And that's exactly where our story takes a twist. Now, you wind up in the Bermuda Triangle.
And it was terrifying. So I stayed too late. I stayed after sunset, and I didn't have my bear spray with me the one time that day. So I was coming back to the parking lot, and it's kind of an open space. It was dark enough that I couldn't see anything, so I was just walking along my narrow flashlight path from my cell phone. And to the right of me, I heard, like, the huffing, snorting, like that growling, rumbling of a bear that I am actually too close to.
So then you run as fast as you can.
You do not run.
What happened next?
You freak out inside and stay calm outside. So I called out to the bear just so, like, I knew it knew I was there, but I called out to it and I was like, I'm going to start moving to the left of the bear.
Can you reenact what you called out to the bear?
Pretty loudly. I was just like, hey, bear, whoa.
Okay, all right. So you're communicating.
Yeah. You feel silly doing that, but you just need to make some noise. So I started moving over to the left to give it to some space to go around. And then to the left of me, I heard those exact same, like, aggressive, rumbly, growly, like, huffing, snorting sounds. And I was like, oh, no, this just got worse. I am between two bears right now. Now I'm like, this is a problem, and I really need to think what I'm going to do and how I'm going to do it, because that's going to make a difference in how this turns out for me. I am swiveling between the two bears, talking to both of them. The one on the left is also at a tree. Now I'm like yelling a little bit louder because I'm like, okay, I'm still pretty far from the car and I don't want to walk backwards because I'm just going further from my car. There's nowhere safe for me. And so I was like, what do I do? And I was like, are these trees big enough not to climb, because bears climb incredibly fast, but to like shelter myself behind, because I had no weapon with me. I had a camera.
And your bear spray is in the car. I'm talking to Ashlyn George, star of thelostgirlsguide.com, who at the moment is trapped between bears to the left, bears to the right. How far in front of you is your vehicle?
It's probably 30 to 40 meters.
So slowly you move.
Yeah, I keep walking. There's no sounds of a charge. Sometimes they do a bluff charge because black bears are timid, but I'm between what is probably a mom and a cub. So I'm just like, walk slowly. They're not coming closer. Keep moving forward. Pivoting my flashlight between the two of them, getting closer and closer to my vehicle. I'm like, do not run, do not run, do not run. As I get to my vehicle, on the other side of it, third bear.
A third bear?
A third bear. I'm in a triangle, the center of a triangle. I'm parked against like the edge of the parking lot, and then there's more trees there. So each bear is at a tree. They're, you know, searching around looking for food.
Well, clearly you were not eaten because you're on my show this morning, and I'm thankful for that. But what
yes,
do you do?
So I was close enough to my vehicle at this point in time. I'm like, get there and get in. And I have a keypad on my vehicle, so I don't even have my keys with me. So I have to go to the driver's door, which is the same side that the bear is on. But he's just off the parking lot. So I punch in the code as quick as I can, hope I don't screw it up. And then I like get in the car, slam the door shut. And like, I feel like my heart is going to explode out of my chest.
Oh, I bet. So the moral of the story, Ashlyn George, is,
oh, carry your damn bear spray.
It's a scary story. And thanks for sharing. I am entirely grateful that you're just fine. But it's a good reminder because, you know, there's still a few weeks ahead of us here. Bears are still out foraging for food, aren't they?
Absolutely. They're getting ready for winter. And so they're really active right now, trying to eat up as many berries as they can. So thankfully, black bears are pretty timid. I do want to reiterate that. But you do need to be careful around them, give them their space, and react appropriately.
Ashlyn, I appreciate your time as always. And thanks for sharing your story.
My pleasure. Thanks, guys.